Number 6. Cultural Studies.
This lecture is going to introduce you to traditional Chinese philosophy. First, you will learn about the yin and yang philosophy. Secondly, we will look at the five elements of this philosophy. It is important that you remember these five elements as we will be discussing them throughout the lecture. The five elements of yin and yang are water, wood, fire, earth, and, metal. Okay, so those are the five elements. Let's begin with a definition of yin and yang. Yin and yang should be considered as opposite forces, like land and ocean, for example. These are opposites. Now, these opposites do not compete with each other. They are complementary. When you think of yin and yang, think complementary opposites. So, moving from complementary opposites, let's return to the five elements we mentioned earlier. If you recall, we said they were water, wood, fire, earth, and metal. The Chinese divided yin and yang into five elements to gain an understanding of how the body, mind, and spirit work. According to the Chinese, every person's physical and mental health relies on a balance of the five elements. Individuals may have more of one element than another. Of course, ideally, all elements are in balance or harmony. What does this mean? It means that a person's body contains equal amounts of each element. The amount of each element in an individual's body determines his or her physical and mental health. When all of the elements are equal, a person is healthy. When they are not equal, or there is an imbalance, you get sick. The type of sickness depends on the elements that are out of balance. Okay, we're going to get into these specific illnesses next time. Before you go, let's review what we have covered today. We have defined yin and yang. They are complementary opposites. Secondly, we discussed the five elements of yin and yang. They are water, wood, fire, earth, and metal. These elements are always changing, and the balance of these elements within our bodies determines our health.
1. What does the professor say about the elements in the body? Two. According to the professor, what are yin and yang? Three. What does the professor say about yin and yang? Four. Listen again to part of the lecture, then answer the question.
Yin and yang should be considered as opposite forces, like land and ocean, for example.
Why does the professor say this?
Like land and ocean, for example.